In another development, the State Department is in the midst of rounding up 71 people believed to have obtained visas through an illegal operation based at the U.S. Embassy in the Gulf state of Qatar. The nationwide search is part of an investigation dubbed Operation Eagle Strike. 31 people have already been detained, one of them roomed with suspected hijackers in the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. Jennifer, how did this illegal visa operation work to begin with?
Well, State Department officials say they believe that there were 71 people who paid for their visas, around $10,000 each, mostly Jordanian and Pakistani. There were three Bangladeshi and one Syrian. They found this because of information from the FBI about one person, and then they discovered that these 71 visa applications were missing. These people were not on the visitor record to the embassy, so this raised red flags. How it happened, though, they do not know. There are several possibilities. You know, it could have been sheer extortion, that these people would have gotten their visas anyway, but someone bribed them. It could have been a local employee in the embassy who obtained a secret code that American embassy officials only have access to approve visas. Or one official said the, quote, ugliest possibility is that an American citizen in the embassy was involved in this fraud.
Now, we know that one of the people who obtained a visa roomed with hijackers that were involved in September 11th. Is there any other connection between this scheme and the September 11th attack?
Not so far. There are two other people who are believed to have known these same hijackers in Northern Virginia. But even with the man called Rasmi Al-Shanak, who roomed with these two hijackers, State Department officials say they have no connection between him and these attacks. One worrisome thing is that several of out of these 71 people were denied visas at other embassies. It doesn't mean they would have been denied a visa in Qatar, but there are suspicions raised there. But no, there is no proof on any of them.
Why is there such urgency to rounding these people up then?
Well, when they discovered that Rasmi Al-Shanak had roomed with the hijackers, they arrested him on June 24th. And while they have no evidence yet, their main concern, it's shifted from a fraud investigation to a national security case. They're working with the Justice Department and the FBI to see if there are any other terrorism connections.
What is going to happen now to these 71 people who are being rounded up and detained?
Well, seven have been released. They're children and spouses. And it's not known what will become of the other. We were told that 17 are being held in immigration charges, 11 on visa fraud.
What about the embassy employees, the employees from the embassy in Qatar?
We were not told where they are. There is one report that one of the former embassy employees, an American, is in Virginia now and being questioned. State Department officials did not confirm that to me. They did say that so far, none of the three American embassy employees in the embassy during the time this fraud was taking place, none of them are considered a suspect. There is one Jordanian who has been briefly detained in Amman, Jordan, and he is cooperating with the investigation.
And Jennifer, this whole thing comes at a time when the State Department is taking some heat for its procedures for giving out visas.
Yes, exactly. The all 19 of the September 11th hijackers had valid visas when they entered the states. And there are congressmen who are proposing that the responsibility for issuing visas be taken away from the State Department and given to the forthcoming Department of Homeland Security. And so the State Department right now is in a position of trying to show that it is taking national security very seriously and improving the way that it operates.
All right. Thanks very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.